Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are you happy to be in the presence of your Father? Can we clap again to our Lord of Lords, our King of Kings? You know, it's not normal for people after eating, they feel sad. It's complicated. After eating, you must be happy because you are fed by your Father. Amen. I'm so grateful to the Lord for this moment that He's given to me. Last Sunday, I was absent. I was partaking the service in Himbi for the English service. I missed the service, but I watched this service online from the beginning to the end. I was so blessed, especially by the preacher for last Sunday who spoke about the indicators that shows that we have really met our God. Do you still remember? Because He gave 4 indicators that can show that you really met the Lord. Indicator number 1, let me help you, though I was not physically present. Number 1, to recognize that God is not like you. In Swahili, Mungu haiko. You remember that sentence. And the sign is that we should be humble, that creates humility in our life when we are in God's presence. An indicator number 2 that can show that we've really met the Lord: self-confidence is replaced by God's confidence. And what is the sign? Dependence on God. Indicator number 3. Our road or our staff. Yeah, that's the same. Our staff becomes God's staff. It means our gifts, our resources becomes tools that God used to do miracle. Then we should surrender our gift, our talents, our money, our strengths, our knowledge to whom? And finally, indicator number 4. God gives us gifts of His presence. Then we should do everything to glorify the Lord. And the preacher concluded by saying, anything you give to God, God broke it first of all before using it for His glory. Amen. So thank you, Brother Muhindo, for the word. The question is this: have you practiced the way that you got last Sunday? That's a big question. Brothers and sisters, after that service, we went back home. And this morning, we have come again to meet the same unchangeable God. I know that some of us came with cars, others uses bike, motorcycle. But before getting inside the temple, we came with our feet. Our feet, very important thing. We didn't come with our cars here in the temple, but we came with our feet. To meet whom? A God who is holy in His holy presence. It means your feet, my feet, has touched a blessed place, a holy place. Then these feet are blessed. Amen. Can you say by yourself, my feet are blessed? My feet are blessed because they have come before the Holy Lord. And that is our topic for today. Let's read the word of God. John chapter 13, from 1 to 8. John 13, from 1 to 10. Let's read the word of God. John 13. It was just before the Passover festival. Jesus knew that the hour has come for him to leave this world and go to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. The evening meal was in progress, and the devil had already prompted Judah, the son of Simon Iscariot, to betray Jesus. Jesus knew that the Father had put all things under his power, and that he had come from God and was returning to God. So he got up from the meal, took off his outer clothing, and wrapped a towel round his waist. After that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash his disciples' feet, drying them with the towel that was wrapped round him. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Lord, are you going to wash my feet?" "No," Jesus replied, "you do not realize now what I'm doing, but later you will understand." "No," said Peter, "you shall never wash my feet." Jesus answered, "Unless I wash you, I have no part with you." "Then, Lord," Simon Peter replied, "not just my feet, but my hands and my head as well." Jesus answered, "Those who have had a bath need only to wash their feet. Their whole body is clean, and you are clean, though not every one of you." Let's repeat the verse 10. Jesus answered, "Those who have had a bath need only to wash their feet. Their whole body is clean, and you are cleansed, though not every one of you." That is the word of God. Amen. Jesus was sharing the meal, as we did this morning, his Last Supper, but he decided to do something which was very strange, to touch what? Feet. "Your feet are..." You do not respond. "Your feet are blessed." That's our topic. The main question that I've asked by myself when reading this text, why Jesus have decided only to touch, to wash feet? And he says on verse 10 that our body is clean. We just only need to wash our feet. Why? "Your feet are blessed." Brothers and sisters, our feet are too important. Our feet save us to stand, to walk, to climb, to jump. Our feet are the foundation for the entire body in terms of support. Jesus decided to wash the feet of his disciples. Why? And he says, "You and me, we are clean. Our body is cleansed by the word of God indeed. But we need only to wash our feet." These feet, why? Number one, Jesus needed to teach to his disciples the symbolic signification of the feet. In the Bible, symbolic, feet is very symbolic. It represents lives. Your feet, according to the Bible, environment means lives. So when the Bible says my feet, it means my life. That's why reading verse 8, Peter refused that Jesus would not wash his hair, his feet. He says, no, you shall never wash my feet. Jesus answered, unless I wash you, you have no part with me. It means unless I wash your feet, you have no life coming from you. I've never communicated life to you. Unless I touch your feet, your life will be complicated. Let me touch, please, your feet. The Bible says in Psalms 119, verse 105. Media team, can we just project the text? Psalm 119, verse 105. The word of God? The word of God is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. The word of God is a lamp not to this feet as a physical part of our body, but for our life. It's a lamp to our life. That's what Jesus needed to teach to his disciples. That's idea number one. So, brothers and sisters, wherever you go with your feet, notice that all your life is there. And that's why we have a principle that says we usually go where our feet go. So we should be careful. Please don't go any place, because your life is there. A Christian that leads his feet to the bar, it means all his life is in the bar. A Christian that goes to pray God with a small g, all his life is praising and praying this God. A Christian that go for witchcraft, his feet goes for witchcraft, all his life is in relation with witchcraft. So please make sure our feet are well managed. And that's why in Proverbs chapter, let us read the word of God in Proverbs chapter 15. The word of God, can someone read that text? Media team, would you like to show the text, please? We have to make sure that our feet are well managed. Don't go to any place. Please, you must reflect, where am I going? Because where you go, it's where your life also is going. The Bible says, keep me from places where the blood is shedded. So we have to make sure our feet are going to the right place. Lesson number two. Jesus washed feet of his disciples to teach them what our feet are designed for. What our feet are designed for. And our feet are designed for three things. Number one, to represent God. In fact, faithful church member or faithful Christian are like God's footstools on the earth where God resides. Because he says, I will be with you everywhere you go. He says again, you are the salt and the light. He says again in Revelation chapter 3, verse 20, I will come and dwell with you. It means where your feet are, you represent God. Also, our feet are designed to receive teachings. If you read in Luke chapter 10, 38 to 42, the Bible says that we came under or at the feet of Jesus to receive teachings. That means when we are coming in God's temple, we came with our feet to listen to his word, to be taught by the Lord, to receive wisdom from him so that we may share it with others. So brothers and sisters, wherever you are coming here in this temple with your two feet, the Lord just noticed that you have come to receive teachings and wisdom from the Lord. Our feet are designed for the last purpose, to preach the good news. As well as banana are designed to be eaten, our feet are designed to go places in the world with a message of God, with good news. And that's where the word of God says in Isaiah chapter 59, verse 7. Isaiah 59, verse 7. Isaiah chapter 59, verse 7. Sorry, it's 52, verse 7. The Bible says, how beautiful on the mountains are the feet of those who bring good news, who proclaim peace, who bring good tendings, who proclaim salvation, who say to Zion, your God reigns. Amen. So wherever the Lord sends you, my brothers, my sisters, your feet are designed to proclaim the good news, not bad news. To proclaim that Jesus is the Savior. To proclaim that God is our Creator. Unfortunately, many Christians do not notice that their feet are designed to proclaim the will of God. And that's why Isaiah 59, verse 7 says, their feet rush into sin. They are swift to shed innocent blood. They pursue evil, shames, acts of violence mark their ways. There are people that feet, their feet just to rush into sin. Our feet are not designed to do sin. Our feet are not designed to shed blood. Our sins are not designed to stall for money. Our sins are not designed to do prostitution. Our sins are designed only to proclaim the will of God. Amen. So these people who have feet, but their feet are not representing God, their feet are not receiving teachings, and their feet are not proclaiming the word of God, on God's sight, these people have no feet. Can you imagine the Lord comes and enter, get inside here in this temple, says, 1, 2, 3, 10, or 20 people have no feet, though they have physical feet. Please make sure your feet are doing the work or the purpose for which the Lord have created. For which purpose are you using your feet, my brother and my sister? To spread what? Good news? That is beautiful feet according to the word of God. To proclaim what? Sin, evil, to shed blood of innocent? That is bad feet. The Lord is admonishing us to have blessed feet. And finally, Jesus washed feet of his disciples to teach how a disciple should behave, how a disciple should behave. Because the word of God says, I've washed you to give you an example of humility and service, seeking on how to build one another in humility and love, serving one another in lowliness of heart and mind. So, brothers and sisters, the Lord washed our feet to proclaim humility and to serve others. That's why we are here. Make sure after this service, you will show love to just only one people. Make sure after service, you will be humble before people you are leading, before your wife, before your children, before your co-workers. Make sure you are humble and serving them. Concluding this text, brothers and sisters, I'm coming back to the three ideas that we've shared this morning. My feet are blessed. Because my feet represents my life. And I should make sure that I'm doing God's will. My feet are blessed because they are designed to represent God. They are designed to receive teaching. They are designed to preach good news. My feet are blessed because I have to be a model, an example in humility and service. We are going to pray. You have two feet, my brother and my sister. For which purpose are you using these feet? To do evil? In God's sight, you have no feet. You have two feet, but you are not representing God. You are not receiving teachings. You are not proclaiming words. You are not behaving as a disciple should do. Please ask forgiveness to your God. Let's pray together. Lord Almighty, we are so grateful because through Jesus Christ, you have decided to wash our feet. Indeed, we need to be washed by you because we have to make sure that we have life in you, Jesus. We want to represent you here in this world, to receive your good news and to proclaim this word, oh my God. To behave as good disciples through our humility and service. Help us, my God, so that our feet be used for your glory. Our feet are blessed indeed, and we are blessing your name, my God and my Lord, because of your mercy upon humanity. Bless us in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. May God bless you and may God bless your feet. Amen.